you guys. And I appreciate the openness in sharing like this. That is very, very good to see. Okay, well, before we begin, let's go to God in prayer. Let's seek the Lord, okay? Our Father in heaven, we come to you this afternoon once again. We come to your word and we await, Lord, for you to speak to our hearts. We pray that you will give to us the wisdom that we need to comprehend your word, and that you would encourage us and bring that uplift, that bring that necessary correction, instruction to our hearts. We pray that you would bless as we begin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, good. Now we are talking about this idea of laying foundations. Okay, and last week I wanted to give to you the end goal first. Okay, so look at the whole thing. You got to be able to see the end, the whole purpose of the journey, right? Before you know where you're going and how you're going to get there. Okay, so that's what we did last week. Now this week, we're going to take some time to look at what exactly are these foundations. What do they consist of? So that's something that you have been asking as well. What are these foundations? Well, I'm going to take a bit of time to lay them out for you. It's like a roadmap. They call this a roadmap, right? So you know where you're going and what are the things that you want to consider, okay? Well, we're looking at this idea of these sayings of mine, okay? Why did Jesus say it like this? These sayings of mine. What exactly is these sayings of mine? Actually, it's just these words, the words, these words of mine. So it's just these words of mine, literally. Okay, why did Jesus say this? Okay, let's take some time. Let's turn to Matthew 5 first, and then we will see this. Okay, so Matthew 4 actually, and we read in Matthew 4. In verse 23, okay? Now we read here that the Lord Jesus Christ went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues. So we see this word teaching. So that's one of the things that Jesus did. He taught, right? But notice that in chapter 5 now, okay? We read here in verse 2, then he opened, okay, starting from verse 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them. Now, what's the difference between this and chapter 5, verse 2, and chapter 4, verse 23? 4, verse 23 is with reference to multitudes, general, right? He taught in the synagogues. He taught everybody. This one, it's not everybody. This, in chapter 5, verse 2, is specifically for this group that we call the disciples. Okay? So there's teaching general, and there's teaching specifically for disciples. Okay? And that is what we are attempting at YPG 3, right? Not the general teaching, but teaching specifically with reference to discipleship, which is why we're going to explore Matthew 5 to 7, okay? And I've listed here four areas for us to look at bit by bit, okay? We begin with the Word of God. We look at this word called character. We look at this idea of prayer. We look at the practices of life, okay? So we have six messages, including today, to try to help you to catch a glimpse of the whole of Matthew 5 to 7. So you get the main points here. And if you want to work out the rest, you can. The thing about Matthew 5 to 7 is that not everything there is foundation. He says these sayings of mine, it's foundational, yes, but not everything. Okay? Let me just explain a little bit to you. The whole idea of our foundation, in Jeremiah it says, Jeremiah chapter 1, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. When do you start laying the foundation? When you get rid of all the wrong stuff. So much of what Jesus did in Matthew 5 to 7 was actually taking out the bad stuff first, okay, and laying. You got to distinguish when he's taking out bad stuff and when he's actually laying. And if you read 5 to 7 in this light, you would see things quite differently. Okay? But these sayings of mine, so these four things we want to look at. And today we look at the first one, and it's called the Word of God. Okay? Now, let's turn to chapter 7 now. Okay? And we will see this. Okay, let's take a look at this. Right? Now we read here, where we, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. And this is where the Lord Jesus begins to come up with an imagery that is meant to stay in your mind so that you can always envision the whole idea of it all, right? So here's the image. Okay, we begin here. He who hears and does, a wise man. Okay, what is this idea of wise man, right? And the idea of a wise man here, see, there are many words for wise. There is wise, there is intelligent, there is even a pragmatic person, right? So many words for wise. Same, in Greek also, two words for wise. There's the wise that is like the wise man from the East type of wise. That means wisdom. Okay, really marked by wisdom type. Are we, any of us, wise? I think not that many wise people around here, right? But what then is it here? It's not that kind. Not the esoteric, come from the East, I'm very wise, I can give you many proverbs, every time I speak is a proverb. It's not that kind of thing. It's not that kind of wise. That's not the wise man here. You know what's this wise man? A thinking man. A thinking person. Okay? As opposed to a person who doesn't think. This is just literally a thinking person. A person with insight into things. And that's the challenge. A person who builds a foundation is a thinking person. You are really thinking about what you're doing. Okay? Here's the wise man. One, he is wise. Two, what is he doing? He's building, of course. Right? We're all building. Okay. Three, we read. He builds what? On the rock. Okay. This is something I want to help you to understand a bit more. What is this rock that we're talking about? Okay. The word rock is really... See, there's a word called stone. Okay? Like stones. Right? Stones. Is it stone? No. The word rock is really the idea of a bedrock. Okay? So we call this is the bedrock idea. Okay, I've got this book in my... You know, we read stories to the kindergarten kids, right? So I've got this book, and then I show them the thing. Very nicely done. It shows the house being built on a piece of rock that big. That's what we're talking about, a petron. Okay? The idea of a bedrock, where you get the word petrol... Right? Why is it petrol? Because you draw oil out of the rock, right? As it were, from the ground. So that's why petrol, Petronas Towers, so on and so forth. Petron is all stolen stuff. It's not originally, it's Greek. Okay, so this is the idea. It's a huge thing. Now we got to understand, this is what we are talking about. Okay, so this is the house built on the rock. And it's a solid, solid thing. Okay. So like this, and this is the rock there, and it's built right down, right? So same. Bethany also built on the rock. So that's something good to look at, good to remember. Okay, built on the rock. Now, we read the next part. What happens here? It's built in anticipation. The rain, the rivers, the winds, right? And the word here is that it blew and it beat on that house. In other words, right, the word is interesting. It blew and it blew to beat. Beat meaning to say with the intention, the force of causing it to fall. That's the idea. It blew and it beat against that house. Okay? Now, this is something that we think about. You know the report of, in the US, of the storms that they face over there in the US. You know, we all think of storm, like when we read this one, we think our storm. Yeah, you know, and more just, woo, a bit of storm, the wind blow, maybe your blind shatter, but you are, you know, it's no problem, it's all right. Just close the window. I mean, I stay at a house, 10th floor, right? Quite high up. So in December time, the wind is so strong, you can't even open the door, you know, your things will blow away. Yeah, so that's about all the storms that we face. The storms in the US. Yeah, Hurricane Katrina, your Hurricane Sandy, your Hurricane this and this Hurricane. How much damage does it cause them so far? You know how much damage? In the tune of $300 billion worth of damage in a storm like that. That is the storm we're talking about. Storms destroy. Storms don't just, oh, it's okay.
storms wipe out if you are not properly built. That's the imagery here. And that's your life too. Okay? A storm comes, it is here, and if you're not well founded on the rock, you're gone. That's the idea. Okay? So this is the next part of it, and then we read on, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. So that's the idea. It was founded. In other words, here's the rock. Here is it has become literally the foundation of it all. The whole thing has become a solid foundation. So this is the imagery here. Now you just try to imagine the whole thing. Okay? Picture number one. Change the picture. Now let's take a look at the second part of it. Okay? And here we have a foolish man. So it's a complete contrast. The Lord Jesus gave a very, very clear picture over here. And it is the foolish man. Okay? This one, English word. How to translate directly? Moron. Sorry. It's true. It's really the word moron. Okay? But instead, you see, when we don't think, when we are not that thinking person, you become a person who is unthinking. And when you're constantly unthinking, what happens to you? You go through life unthinking. What happens to you? Become a bit moronic after a while. That's the whole idea. That's really the idea. That's really the word here. Okay? You see? So that's the foolish person. Okay? He too is building. You notice? Same action. He too is building. Okay? And then, what is it? Okay, he's building, but he's building on what? He's building on this thing called on the sand. Okay? So he is, obviously, you know what sand is. It's not very hard stuff. You go to the beach, that's sand. Right? You go to the mud somewhere, that's sand. Okay? It's easy. You just build on top. Don't even need to dig or anything. You want to dig, you dig. But it's easy to dig. You don't have to drill and whatever. Just build on the sand. Simple stuff. Okay? And then, of course, you have the wind. The same thing. And then, of course, it fell and great was its fall. Okay? You see, two images side by side. Can you imagine? One, solid house built on a rock. Two, on the outside, same thing, but not founded. That's the key word. Not founded on a rock. Not founded at all. And did it fall? Obviously, yes. Okay? Right? So I want you all to think this through very, very carefully. Because, you know, as you look at your own life, as you look at building, why did Jesus say these sayings of mine? Because the first thing you want to consider as a foundation is the Word of God. Right? And this is so critical. This is so important. These sayings of mine, specifically the things that the Lord Jesus Christ said. Generally speaking, the scriptures, but also specifically the things that the Lord Jesus said. Right? And I want to challenge you to consider this. Are you that thinking person? Look at your life right now. Are you thinking things through? How you're living? Because you see, everyone is building. You notice what's in common? Everyone is building. One, two, the storms will come. Those two things will remain the same. You're all building. You're all building your life. You go to your school, you go to university, you go to poly, army, whatever it is. You're building something. If not, what are you doing? None of you here is just sitting around doing nothing. No, you're all building something, going somewhere. But what exactly are you doing? Right? And I want to challenge you to think this one through. Are you that phronimos, that thinking person? Think it through. See, many people go through life unthinking. Literally. And they don't really know what they're doing. They just go with the flow. I start with my, of course, it's just a flow. My up to wherever I am, JC, poly, I go to the army. After that, I go for my education. Then I start work. What's that? It's just going with the flow. Are you thinking things through? Are you laying your foundations carefully? See, that's the danger. We just go with the flow, right? Be that thinking person, one, right? Two, consider carefully. We're all building. But what are you building exactly? What are you building on? Right? And if what you're building is going to collapse at the first sign of a storm, what is the use of that? Consider this. You all put in the effort. All of you. You put in the same effort put in to build that thing. And from the outside, it looks good. And you don't know until the storm comes. But exactly what are you building your life on? Is it founded or not founded? Okay? So important to consider this, right? Are we aware of the challenges that will be there? Ultimately, will your house stand or will your house fall? Right? How do you know that your foundations are not there? How do you know? You see your life, you try to build something up, it crumbles. You try to build something up, crumbles again. Your own walk with God crumbles all the time. Then you know the foundations are not really there, very, very much at all. Right? And I really want to ask you to consider this very, very carefully. What is the difference between the two? What is the essential difference? Let's take a look. We read here, right? We read in verse 24. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. And the difference in verse 26. Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them. See, ultimately, the difference is in whether you do. Whether one, you hear, and two, whether you actually do. Because the laying of a foundation is not in hearing alone. The laying of a foundation is in doing it. Right? So this is what we really want to consider. Right? Are our foundations there? How well do we hear? How well do we do? Okay? So critical to and I want to ask you this afternoon, how well do you hear? How well do you do? Okay, now we talked about wanting to, of course, to learn the teachings of the Lord Jesus, but best of all, look at him, his own example, right? Look at his own example, be like him. Now I'm going to take you into another text to show you how this was for the Lord Jesus Christ himself and how he heard and did. Okay, well, let's take a look at Isaiah 50 for a while. Okay, let's take a look at it and try and see the how the Lord actually did it. Of course, this was prophecy, but this is so obviously seen in his own life. Okay, so Isaiah 50, and we read here. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. So here's the goal, first and foremost, the goal, right? That we should have the tongue of the learned, okay? Now, some of you say, I want to learn how to reach out to my friends. I want to learn how to, you know, what do? You ask for the tongue of the learned, that we should know how to speak, right? And that's our challenge. A word in season to him who is weary. But watch this, how Jesus practiced this. In verse 5, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear. Do you see? He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear. You see, this is the part. The goal is to have the tongue of the learned. Right? What's the process? Morning by morning. And I want to challenge you. Two words here. One is hear. The other is do. First thing, are you hearing? How do you hear? You see, the Lord Jesus, he awakens me morning by morning. Is that you? Okay? He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. You see? So it's the Lord who opens, he awakens the ear, and then he opens the ear. And it happens not once in a while. It happens every day. And it's morning by morning. And I want to ask you, is this something that's there? You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's why it's stated in the Gospels, he woke up early to pray. Early. And from young, he already knew the scriptures. Right? Because it was there. And there he was, listening, hearing. Okay? Number one. Number two, we read, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. You see, what's the problem? We hear, we don't do. Why do we not do? Because we are rebellious. I was not rebellious. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he heard morning by morning, and he did it. What if the word given is a most challenging word? Look at that word, verse
Look at his response, verse 6. I gave my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. What if that word is a word of suffering? You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he heard the word and he did it, not rebellious. Can you see the whole idea of how he himself practiced this? And that word was a word of suffering, truly. Look at this, right? And he was not rebellious, even as he heard the Lord's word, right? And I really want to challenge you. I really want to ask you, one, are you hearing? Two, are you doing? Consider this for yourself. If you are hearing, then you tell me, what has the Lord spoken to your heart? Tell me. You see, if we don't know what the Lord is saying, how could we have heard? You see what I'm trying to say? If I do not know what the Lord has spoken, how am I hearing? He awakens my ear to hear, as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear. Tell me what the Lord has spoken to you. And if you don't know, how are you hearing? You see the whole challenge of that? We must not take for granted, right? We must not take for granted that if I listen to a message, I'm hearing, I understand, I'm hearing, and that's it. You are hearing, but are you hearing? Right? That's why the Lord Jesus said to the people, you can hear, go on hearing, and don't understand. Go on seeing, and don't perceive. You see the danger over here? You're hearing, but what are you hearing? And if you do hear, now you tell me the next step. Can you be truly not rebellious? Can you do it? Even if it's hard, even if it calls for you to suffer, even if it calls for you to do something you wouldn't do otherwise, even if it corrects. See, Matthew 5-7, much of it is correction. Are you going to take that? In this case here, for the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a word of suffering. Right? And young people, I want to challenge you this. You want to ask for the Lord to do a new work in your heart? Let me challenge you. Ask the Lord to give you a commitment to know the Lord's word. You see, this is our problem. This is our serious issue, that we don't know the Lord's word. Don't talk about love first. Talk about a commitment to know, to hear and to do. Therein is the laying of the foundation. To hear and to do. If we don't even hear, we don't know how to hear. How are we going to do? If half the time we're applying the word wrongly, how are we going to practice effectively? And if you don't practice, how is your foundation going to be laid? It will not be. Your life will forever be weak. And you will be just another person in church. Why does it have to be that way? Right? I want to challenge you to think this one through. What did Jesus teach? One, let the imagery be born in mind. Two, how did he actually do it? Watch this, morning by morning. And I want to challenge you, what's your commitment to the Lord's word? Seriously, what's your commitment to know? And I don't mean know so that I can be uplifted, know so that I can be encouraged. I mean, really to hear. You see, most of us come from the perspective of, if I can gain something out of it, if I can gain some joy out of it, then I will. If not, if I don't feel like it, if I'm too tired, commitment's not there. And how are we supposed to hear? You see, Jesus in his imagery takes for granted that you know how to hear. What if we don't even know how to hear? Morning by morning. Is there something to work with? Right? And look at the next part of it. If you don't know how to hear, I guarantee you don't know how to do, because you apply wrongly half the time. The text that you read applied wrongly. How do I know? Even as I work with you, what you say, the sharing, so on. How do I know? It's obvious. The knowledge is not there. And how are we supposed to apply, build a foundation? You tell me. You see, I want to tell you this because it's a challenge to my own heart. It's not about whether you are a pastor or whether you are training. It's none of that. It's
It's whether you have a foundation. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you are a lay person, you are. If you don't have this, the struggles, trials of life are there to knock you down. It's not a gentle breeze. There's no such thing in your life. Work this one out. Right? And I really want to encourage you more than anything else. I want to encourage you. One, maybe along the way you feel yourself, I've tried this before, I'm discouraged, you know. I want to ask you to look at this. Ask the Lord to do that new work. But what is that new work? Not general stuff. Ask for this. Lord, you help me. What's new in my life? You help me with this morning by morning. What's new? And I really mean that. New. Start this something as something new. Lord, not something that I can do by myself. No, you do this work. That's why I was telling the guys last week. The word renewed in knowledge. The word renewed is a passive word. It's not active. That renewing happens when God does that work. Your part, pursue that knowledge. And that renewal takes place in the knowledge. You change. You see? But it must begin with, as I said, not love, not joy, not any of these things. Singular commitment to be there when the Lord is speaking. Right? He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear. Right? And it's not easy at first. You don't know what the Lord is saying exactly, but you commit to it anyway. You do it anyway. And bit by bit, you learn how to hear. And then you learn how to do. Right? And I want to tell you that this is a real challenge to my own heart. I ask the Lord to do a new work in me. And overwhelmingly, you know what is this new work? Lord, help me to know. I don't even know. Such a basic thing. Give me a desire to know your word. Wait. You ask for love, you wait. The love will come later, if the Lord will answer that prayer. But if not, you learn how to make a commitment and follow through with it. Right? So the desire is to read, to know, whatever it may be. It's not about message preparation. It's not about any of these things. It's simply about being able to hear and to properly apply to. And there, your foundation is laid. Right? And that's the hope and that's the desire for each and every one of you. Lay your foundations. But first, this. Right? You hear us speak so often about this idea of knowledge. Why do you think we do that? Because knowledge means, with the knowledge, with the ability to hear and do, is a foundation for your whole life. That is where you grow. That is where you build. And nothing can knock you down. That is where we begin. Right? Look at the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's something we want to be challenged to do. Okay? Now consider this. And let this be something you ponder over. Let this be a challenge. Really, truly, ask the Lord to do that new work. But what is that new work? Let it be related to this. Let it be an ability to hear the word. And then to do it. You hear the word, you do it. And then it becomes a part of you. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we come before you. And this afternoon we pray and ask that you would help us to take time to examine. And we realize that truly we don't know your word. We don't know how to hear. And we don't know how to do. And because of that, the foundations of our lives are shaky. And perhaps some of us struggle with discouragement. Some of us simply with a problem of rebellion. And we dare not to admit that these problems are there. And we pray that you would give to us an honesty. To take time to ponder. To take time to think about whether our foundations are truly and properly laid. Help us to grapple with the struggle of seeing what we do in our lives topple again and again. Help us to desire to build and to lay these foundations well. And above all, we pray that you help us to learn to look to the Lord Jesus Christ as that example of one who was there, hearing and doing. We pray and ask for your grace as we take time now to ponder over this word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Okay, good. Well, let's take time to let's collect our offering.